From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States asked the United Nations Tuesday to blacklist 10 ships that carried banned items from North Korea. The U.S. proposal said the vessels include two Hong Kong-flagged ships and two North Korean tankers, and accuses them of conducting illegal ship-to-ship transfers of refined petroleum products to North Korean vessels or illegally transporting North Korean coal to other countries for exports. If none of the UN's 15 Security Council member states reject the proposal by Thursday, it will be approved, meaning that all countries will be required to ban the blacklisted ships from entering their ports. Japan is expanding its ballistic missile defense system in response to a growing threat from North Korean rockets. It will add ground-based Aegis radar stations and interceptors to the missile defense system it now deploys on its warships. The U.S. government is accusing North Korea of launching a crippling cyber attack that affected hundreds of thousands of computers across the globe earlier this year. U.S. Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert spoke with reporters at the White House on Tuesday.
After careful investigation, the United States is publicly attributing the massive WannaCry cyber attack to North Korea. We do not make this allegation lightly. We do so with evidence, and we do so with partners. Other governments and private companies agree. The United Kingdom, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and Japan have seen our analysis, and they join us in denouncing North Korea for WannaCry. Commercial partners have also acted. Microsoft traced the attack to cyber affiliates of North Korean government, and others in the security community have contributed their analysis.
This is VOA News. A high-level forum has opened in Addis Ababa to discuss ways of restoring peace to a war-torn South Sudan. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig speaks to analysts who say facilitators have a major task on their hands.
The forum is aimed at reviving the country's 2015 peace agreement, which fell apart in July 2016 after clashes between supporters of President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar led to widespread violence. International Crisis Group senior analyst Casey Copeland says power sharing and security arrangements will be the key objectives of the forum.
Rebel groups and most Western countries want the forum to be a new mediation. The goal is to, for them, is to create a new power sharing arrangement, which significantly weakens the government's hand in favor of different opposition groups. The government, on the other hand, is quite keen that the existing arrangements are only slightly modified and that they remain in the powerful position.
Tens of thousands of people have been killed in South Sudan, and 2 million people have fled the country since conflict broke out in December 2013. The United Nations has warned that more than 1.2 million people in the country are one step away from famine. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Yemen's Houthi rebels fired a missile Tuesday at Saudi Arabia's capital, saying it was aimed at Riyadh's Yamama Palace. The Saudi-led coalition that's been fighting the Houthis for nearly 3 years says it intercepted the missile. State media reported there were no casualties. A man convicted of plotting to kill Americans on behalf of the Islamic State terrorist group has been sentenced to 28 years in prison. 28-year-old David Wright was found guilty in October charges for his uncle and a friend to travel to New York to attempt to behead conservative blogger Blake Geller, who angered Muslims by organizing a Prophet Muhammad cartoon contest. Engineers are using cranes to lift the locomotive and cars of an Amtrak passenger train that derailed over a busy highway near Seattle, Washington, killing 3 and injuring 100. The cranes will lower the damaged cars on the backs of trucks and take them to what police call a safe and secure facility for the investigation. Federal investigators say the train was traveling at 129 kilometers per hour when it should have been traveling at 48 kilometers per hour. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.